Okay, so we're going to talk about, we've pretty much finished the whole order of Hashavas Aveda from the time that you find it. We discussed what types of things you can keep, and what cases you have to return it, and in between the case you just leave it there. And if you do have to return it, how you return it, how you make the announcement, and under what conditions do you return it, under what simanim. And then, if no one comes, what can you do with it? You have to keep it until Yahu comes, but we said that if it's a common object, so then maybe you can write it in the notebook. So we pretty much cover it from beginning to end, Hashavas Aveda. The next few shiurim we'll be dealing with cases that come as a result of that. Common cases that come up that we'll use, we'll plug in the things that we've learned about Hashavas Aveda and try to see what the halacha is. And the first two, this week's and next week, tonight we're going to talk about, so on the email that you go to the, someone asked me the shiloh, they went to the laundry, or the cleaners, and they picked up their suits and everything, their shirts and suits, and they noticed that one white shirt wasn't theirs. It's the same size, it looked like it, but it wasn't their shirt. It was a different brand. They knew it wasn't their shirt. So what do? If you go to the cleaners, and they took you to the cleaners. They didn't give you back your item.
They gave you
someone else's. Then let's assume
it was an extra shirt, or just
no. It's you deserve the shirt. If it was extra, so then just give it back. You know, what do you care?
Exchange.
Well, even then not. They knew they had to give you a suit, a sweater, two dresses, and and five shirts, and one of those five shirts was not yours. Right. So what are your obligations? And let's assume, for argument's sake, and this is I think what usually happens. Well, it could happen this way, that most of the people that use that laundromat, the cleaners, are Jewish. It's a Jewish one. Everyone goes to in the Jewish neighborhood, and well, let's say the owner is not Jewish. It's a Korean laundry, or like he said, it's a Chinese laundry. But Chinese laundries are Chinese, so they don't have any obligations, and you couldn't give it to them to take care of it because they don't know the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. So, what do you do with this extra shirt? The choices are, first of all, you probably should announce it if it has a siman on it. And chances are it has, it's an old shirt, it could have a simon. If it has no simon, you don't have to announce it, but the main question is, can you use it? But if you call up the cleaners and you tell them, look, you gave me the wrong shirt, they'll say, look, I'm sorry, this is the shirt, we don't have any others. That you should do that, call up and say, look, you have the wrong shirt, you have mine. And they'll say, yeah, we have a few that are unclean, you can do that. But if you call up, and likelihood is, they won't tell you that they won't have your shirt there, so what do you do in such a case? Right,
that's a good question.
Right, so we start with the Sugya and Bavavasa, which is not our case, but we need to see this to understand our case and next week's cases. The Gemara says that Braisa in Bavavasa Mem Vava Medav Tana Rabbanan Nizchalfu Lo Kelim BeKelim BeBeis HaUman. If you took your utensil, your keli, to a fix-it shop, you took your bicycle into a bicycle repair store, and they gave you the wrong bicycle back. When you got home, you realized that it might be a Schwinn and the size and the right color and everything, but it's just not yours. Right, so if they gave you the wrong bicycle, hareza yishtamish ben, you're allowed to use it. Ashayavo halaviyitol ashalom, until the real owner comes and claims that it's his, and he gives you simonim that it's his, but in the meantime, you can use it. See, normally the halacha is, you're not allowed to use someone else's property unless he gives you permission. That's shoel shalom midas. You can't borrow someone's, you see someone's bicycle out in the front yard. You can't say, okay, I'll take it for a quick spin around the block and return it. Now that's a gezel. But over here, even though it's not your bicycle, and we'll assume that you'll put ads, initials to announce in the case it's assume it's a Jewish neighborhood, it's a Jewish bicycle, and you're trying to find the owner. But in the meantime, the halach is that you're allowed to use it until someone comes and claims that it's his. However, beveis ha'avel or beveis ha'mishta, but if you're at a chasana, beveis ha'avel, and there's a coat check over there, and when after the chasana, here's your coat, and you put it in your arms to the car, you go to the car and you get home and you realize it's not your coat, they switch coats, then ha'reza lo yishtamish, then you're not allowed to use that coat. Atshiyom ha'lov yitu ha'shalom, you have to wait until the owner comes and takes his coat, and then whenever you get yours back, so then you'll use yours. But here the halacha is you cannot use the coat. So it seems like they're identical cases, The first case, the Braisa Paskins, if you went to the bicycle shop, to a craftsman, so then, and they gave you the wrong item, you are allowed to use it until the real owner comes, and if he doesn't come, you'll just continue riding it. But in the second case, if you go to a shiva house or a chasana, and there's a coat check there, right, we're not talking where you picked the wrong coat, that we'll talk about next week, but someone gave you the wrong, the coat check gave you the wrong coat, so then you're not allowed to use it. It's not yours. How can you use a coat? How can you wear a coat that's not yours? Right? That's the dry stuff. So, yeah, that's, yeah,
I didn't really follow why you're allowed to use it at all in the first case.
Okay, good. You understand the second case, but why in the first case? We understand. All of it is if you have something that's not, doesn't belong to you, you're not allowed to use it. That's Shoel Shalomi Das. So the question is, why in the first case are you allowed to? Okay. So the Gemara asks it like this, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Why are you allowed to use it when it comes from the crafts shop, from the Uman, but you can't use it when it comes from the Chasanah? So Amar Rav. Rav said, Have you seen the Kamei de Chavivi? I was sitting in front of my uncle, Rav Chia, but Amar, and he told me, V'chi ein Adam also ilamar l'Uman mechar li talisi.
In the case of a tailor, tailors not only repair items, you go to a professional tailor to tailor your suit, right, put in cuffs. But along with that, he also has suits that he's selling. You go to the bicycle repair shop, besides their business of repairing bicycles, they also sell bicycles. You go to a musical instrument to get your instrument repaired. Not only do they repair instruments, they probably mainly sell them also. So when you go to an Uman, the woman has two businesses he runs. One business is the repair business, and the other business is he does sales.
So what's the difference that he does sales?
So then we could say like this. If you go to the bicycle, we talked about bicycle, Kumar talked about a tailor. You go to the bicycle repair shop, and you get home and you see that this isn't your bicycle. So what can you assume? You can assume that he messed up your bicycle. You lost your bicycle, or you gave it to someone else by mistake. And here you come with a secret thing that you need this type of bicycle that you turned in, and he has to give you a bicycle in return. So he'll say, look, instead of ruining my reputation, I own a bicycle. This one is for sale. I'll buy it from the owner, from Shimon, whoever gave it to me to sell. And I'll give him the money, and I'll give it to Reuven in return because he didn't have his real bicycle. So we can assume that that's what happened over here by an woman, by a craftsman. But at a chasana, you know, when you know there's just a coat check and they're just giving out coats, no one's selling coats over there. Right? That's not a situation where they're selling anything. So there, you know, you have someone else's coat, and the law says you can't use it unless you have permission to use it. Right? That's a simple difference. Now, based on that, the Gemara now has to qualify the case where you're allowed to use it. It's going to be very limited, because we're saying the only reason you can use it is because we can assume that it's really yours now, because he bought it from the person who had asked him to sell it on commission, on consignment, and now you're allowed to use it.
So Rav Chia Barei Rav Nachman Amar Rav Chia Barei Rav Nachman Lo Shana Elohu.
So this heter only works in the ratio where the owner gave you that bicycle, or he gave you that cloak to wear, because then we can assume that he knows that he lost yours and he's has this one to sell, and he's giving you this one to replace it, and you can use it because you assume he sold it to you, or he bought it from the other person and he's giving it to you. But if it's one of the workers, it's his wife, his children, and they don't know the business, you just came in and you gave him a ticket and they gave you something, a bicycle that's not yours, a coat that's not yours, then you can't use it, because now you know you have someone else's property. The only heter is because we say that maybe he has something to sell and he lost yours and he's giving you this one in return, but that's if he's the owner's there. But if it's a worker, his wife, his children, and they just look at the ticket and then they give you the item, so then they obviously made a mistake. So it's the same as if you were at a chasana and they gave you the wrong coat.
Buhu nami, and by he himself also, even if it's the owner, law might further limit it to make it almost impractical,
improbable. Lo amar al darmelik talistam. It's when you go and you say, okay, here's my ticket, can I have my coat? He says, here's a coat. Can I have my bicycle? Here's a bicycle. He said, oh, here's your bicycle. Then you can't take it, because then because it's not your coat. In other words, he has to say something that tips you off to the fact that he's really giving you a replacement. Right? Normally, the way you talk is, oh, here's your coat, here's your bike, here's your drum, here's your... But here he said, oh, here's a coat, here's a drum, here's a bicycle. So since he said it in that lashon, why did he say it that way? He said it that way because he doesn't want to lie, and it's really not your coat, it's not your bicycle, it's not your drum. And he said, here is one that I had to sell, and I'm giving you those replacements, and you know, if it gives you a wink, then whatever, you could use it. So just finishing up this gemara, so it's very limited. So halacha is that if you go to a repairman and they give you the wrong item, you'll only be able to use it if the owner gives it to you, and he gives it to you in a way that hints at the fact that it's not really yours. And why can you use it? Because then we assume that it was one that he had for sale, and he gave that person the money, and he's giving you that item in return for yours. But certainly, if it's not even a sale, a case of someone who's selling items, like we said, the chasana or the homeless house, if they had a coat check over there and they gave you the wrong one there, certainly you cannot use it because it's not yours. You got a question?
It's only through a word and a wink that the indication is given.
And the possibility, and the problem, and the fact that he does sell items. He's the type of store that sells.
It's not going to go through any explanation. I lost
anything. He's embarrassed. He doesn't want to say that. Right? That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even though he didn't say, and you know it's not yours, but since he gave it to you and you know that he does sales, we can make that assumption. Okay, this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. It's not Hashem HaTzaveidah. It's in Halachas of Cheskas Metalkin and Simen Kuf Lamed Vav. Shulchan Aruch Paskin said simply, Mishen Ischafel O'Kelim Aveis Oman, if someone's Kelim got exchanged in the house of an Oman, Arezei Yishtamish Behen, you can use them until the owner comes and claims it's his. It's only when the owner gave it to you. But if it's his wife or children that gave it to you, you can't use it because then we assume it's a mistake. Even if the owner gave it to you, it's only if he says, take a talis. But if he says, here's your talis, take your talis, so then you can't use it because you know this isn't your talis. And it's not your bicycle, it's not your drum, so therefore you cannot use it because you're using someone else's property without permission. And then in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nischafel O'Kelim Beis HaOvel, Beis HaMishta, if it got exchanged in the house of an Ovel or in a Chasana, then Lo Yishtamish Behem, then you cannot use it because there's no heter at all over there. There's nothing for sale there to say that you got a replacement. Now the Sma says Adarei Pashit, even in the case where we said you could keep it because we assume that the owner gave you something he bought from another person and that's why you have that heter, but even in that case, and he said, you know, here's a talis and everything was okay and he gave it to you yourself, but someone along the your friend comes and visits your house and he says, hey, that's my coat that I lost, that's my coat that, you know, the Chinese laundry lost for me, so, and he gives you a siman on it, so then you have to give it back to him. Right? This is only it's a further weakening of this kula. It's only an assumption we make. We say you can rely on this kula that, oh, it's a good chance that he sold you, that he bought it from that person, he gave you that one that he bought. But as soon as someone comes and say, that's mine, then we say, look, it's also possible that he gave you the wrong item back, and now this person has a siman on it, and it has his initials in it. You know, so you know, you put two and two together, you see it's not your initials. And then, you know, it says yes, and then Chaim Schwartz comes to visit you and he says, oh, you know, I lost again, so see yes, Chaim Schwartz, so then you give it to him because it's his. That's a smart paskus. Now that would seem to say that would tell us that this whole hetter will only apply in this very limited case, but any other time, like nowadays you get something from a cleaners don't sell any items. When you go to a normal cleaner, tailors sell suits. But you go to a cleaners, they just clean. They don't sell suits.
So if you go to a cleaner's or some type of place where they don't sell items, they just fix items. I can't think of any other cases offhand. Cars, you probably tell right away, but they also sell cars, car repairs. But in a place where you just take it in to fix and you get it back, and that's all they do. They don't sell items. So then there'd be no heter to keep that object. And in fact, the Trumas HaDeshen says this clearly. He says davar pashut, it's simple. And he was talking a case where Reuven had gone to a cleaner's and a Rami cleaner's, a non-Jewish cleaner's, and he got back a garment that wasn't his. So he says the davar pashut, it's pashut de lamasi Reuven la'akiv asadin b'malkim shalom. Reuven can't keep that coat, we'll call it a coat, in place of, he didn't get his back, they gave him another one. He can't keep that one in place of his. They came into Yadeo Makish Hena Shalom. He knows it's not his. And also Shimon came along in Yoibo Simonim. Shimon came and gave Simonim for it. Hubra Hadavar, it's clear, Shakoves has gone Valu Reuven. The washer, the launderer, the cleaner had stolen it from Reuven, Sodin Shalom his. Then Nas Nalo Shal Shimon Bim come and he replaced it with Shimon's. The Kavana, oh, they tell us either purposely or by mistake, but we know that it's Shimon gave a Simon, it's his. So in that case, Reuven is not allowed to keep it. Now he's saying it's because Shimon came and gave a Simon. We'll see that soon. He brings one raya. He brings from the Gemara we just learned, because he says the Gemara we just learned said that the only time you're allowed to keep it, use it, is if it's a possibility that he sold it. But if it's in the Beis HaMishnah, Beis HaAvel, then you're not allowed to keep it. So he says the same thing would be a kavasin. And then he brings another raya from the Gemara Bava Kama, Mishnah Bava Kama. I have on the front side of the handout. The Mishnah says on Kuf Yadalit, not lumofs and his chamar of an osmul chamiracher. If the tax collectors came and took your donkey and gave you someone else's donkey, not lulisim as ksuso, or robbers came and took your garment, and he gave you a replacement. Hare elu shelo, you're allowed to keep it. Mimnei shalabar lemisyashim, because the owners gave a hope of ever recovering it. The rule of Geneva is that if someone steals something of mine, and it transfers to someone else's possession, and I give up hope of ever recovering it, and it transfers to someone's possession, so then that person is allowed to keep it. So the Trumas HaDeshen says, so we see from here also, that it's only the only reason you're allowed to keep it, this person who got his item stolen, is because it was stolen from the first person who gave up hope on it, and then it entered your possession. But over here, where we have no indication that the first owner gave up hope on his item, and now it's in your hands, so you have to return it to him. And the Mordechai says clearly from this Gemara in Bava Kama, Kaves is Goya. If you have a Goyisha washer woman, she was washing clothes for many Jews. One of them got lost. She took one of the others she had there, and she gave it to replace the one she had lost. So Tzivesi Lechafsa, I commanded this person to return it. Because those first Jews did not give up hope from their garments. They're trying to chase that cleaner lady to get there. So they never gave up hope. They're trying to get it back. They're trying to recover their item. You have it now, so you certainly have to give it to them. Even though you lost yours and you have no recourse to go to that lady, but still you lost it. So these halachas make sense. In fact, the Taz asked on the Trumas HaDeshen, why do you have to make such a bechid Trumas HaDeshen? The Mordechai, who was much earlier than Trumas HaDeshen, says it clearly. But this seems to be a clear halacha that in the case that we started, in the case of a laundromat, case of a cleaner's, where you go to a cleaner's and they give you back the wrong item, so you have no right to use it. They don't say it in so much words, but the Ramah does say that. And the Ramah in Sif Beis says that Chen Kaveses Goya HaMechaveses Zeravim VeHevi'a La'acha Sheina Shalom. If She's a goyisha, a cleaning lady, cleaners, and she cleans for many people, and she brought you the wrong one. So in that case, that applies. Sitbe says, lo yishtamesh, you're not going to halal use it. So you have this shirt that they gave you that's not yours. So the halacha, the Ramah says, based on the Trumas Adeshin, which the Mordechai also says, is that you're not allowed to use it. What do you do? Well, you have all the rules of HaShavas Aveda. If it has a simon, so try to announce it. And if no one, in the meantime, you can't use it because it's not yours. Right, so that's a Pajat Halacha. Now the Taz, though, makes a dik from the Mordechai. The Mordechai said, why is it that you're not allowed to use that shirt? That's because maybe the real owner is running after the cleaning lady, the cleaner, the owner of the cleaners, to get their shirt back. What right do you have to use this shirt? There's no yeush over here. What right do you have to use it? Right? So the Tazo says, but suppose you didn't realize it for many days, or suppose it was just sitting by you, but it's a few weeks now it went by. You announced it in shul, and you, assuming it was how you were to the mimacher, it might be an aveda, so you announced it, no one came to claim it, and a few weeks have gone by, a couple months have gone by, and no one came to claim it. He called the cleaners and no one called her, and you have it. So the Taz says the chiddush will be that in that case you can start using it. If it's been by you for a long time, so then people aren't running after it, so then you're allowed to keep it. Why is that? Because he says, first of all, since they didn't come by now, they must have been miyayish. Right? There's now no one's complaining. She says no one's complaining. There's no one talking in town that they lost their shirt and let's try to find it. Right? No one's talking about it. There's been yush then. And second of all, we can assume, this is the partially time to say the Taz, second of all, we can assume that at this point she compensated the real owner. And once she comes into the real owner, the owner has his money, and therefore you can now use the shirt. And those are the two reasons the Taz gives for being able to use it. Right, so that's a hetter. If you have it for a long time, now you can start using it. So the Tzos asks, and this is everyone asks, it's like a half a dozen different Akronim go on this Kasha. We'll say a few of the answers tonight. But the Tzos asks, he doesn't like either of these reasons. First of all, as far as Yush is concerned, Yush won't help if it was in your possession first. Yush only helps if the Yush happened before it came into your possession. But over here, it's just like HaShavas Aveda we learned, that if you picked it up before the owner gave up hope, and then later he gives up hope, that's the Surah Asli Yad, it came to your hands, bit Isser, so you're not allowed to use it. Same thing is by Gezel, something that's not yours. Yush only helps if it changes possession after the person gave up hope. But here you had it before he gave up hope. It's only then you say, oh, and a few weeks later, okay, so now you can use it. What do you mean? That yush is too late. When you had it, there had been no yush yet. And second of all, for the fact that, well, by now the owner of the cleaners probably compensated the person who lost the shirt that now you have. So what? They gave him the money from the shirt, but you still have his shirt. He didn't relinquish rights to his shirt with that payment. Suppose someone steals something and he gets money from insurance, or they find the robber, and in the meantime you had this hot merchandise, so you have to give it to him. Maybe he'll give you money back for it. I don't know. You have to, if you paid something for it. But over here, so what? The real owner got compensated from the owner of the cleaning service. He wants his own palace back. He wants his own suit back. It's his suit, it's his palace, it's his shirt. And what right do you have to keep it? That's the closest kasha on the Taz. So what we have so far is that the only real heter is, like we said, the Gemara says, if they give you something that they also sell items, so then it's okay, because we can assume they gave you something that they had the right to sell, and they also gave you this funny lotion when they said it. They said, here is an atalus, so you could keep it. Any other case, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Gemara, that you're not allowed to keep it. And we have this example of a launderer from the Trumas Adeshin, the Mordechai, the Ramah Paskins, that you take something from a launderer, you're not allowed to keep it, because there's been there's no way to say that they gave you something that they bought. They don't sell things. They just wash them, and you, they obviously gave you something that's not yours. But we had this heter from the Taz that if you hold it for a few weeks, then you're allowed to keep it. Because, number one, that by now they gave a puff, and number two, they probably paid them off. But the Ketos says that shouldn't work either because of the fact that Yush doesn't help after it's already in, came to your Rishus B'Isser. And number two, the fact that they paid the owner shouldn't help because he still wants his object back. The fact that he got compensated shouldn't help. Or the Erech Shai starts with your Svar, like you're saying. He says, it's a bit Kiddush. He says, in Hashavah Zvedu we have a rule that if you announce something and the owners don't come, you have to hold until the Yohanavi comes. Right? So he says that's only because maybe the person will come. Right? Even, you know, he didn't hear the announcement in the beginning, but now he finds out that you really have it. So you have to keep on holding it because he lost it. And you have to hold it. But over here, where someone gave something to the cleaners, and they, the cleaner said, I'm sorry, I don't have it. Here's money. Here's, I'm sorry, I'll give you something to replace it. So then he's given up completely. So based on that, the Erev Shai says, you're allowed to use it. And I don't understand it so well, because Shalos Avedo also, you know, it gets to a point where the person's never going to come. You know, if you only have to put an announcement for a few weeks, and now he doesn't come, so...
I think the difference is something, you lose something in the street or something like that. Here, the person knows he bought the shirt to the cleaner.
There's cleaner been closure already here.
Right, here the cleaner has lost it, or...
Okay,
that's there's essential to the cleaners,
out of the. So now he knows that, he knows where it is, and the person... Right.
The person's going to come within a couple of weeks of the cleaners, and
yeah,
the shirt's not there,
he's
and they'll pay him off for the shirt.
That's good. That's
the person himself can lose.
Right.
Is there something
that is lost? Yes, so that would be what they were saying. You know, it's, if I lose it, so and I never, you know, might always be a chance, I'll find it. Over here, I know I gave it to cleaners. The cleaner said something to me. We know, you know, I have the wrong one now. Yeah. And the owner knows the cleaner did something with him, so that's the Erev Shai's first terrors. Then he says, like you said, if it's something that, he said even bad, more further than you said, if it's something that's common in the market, so then he says, nearly barer the mutter. Then certainly you could use it, because he says then it's a svek sefer. Because first of all, if it's something that's readily available, it could be that he paid off the person, and the person now relinquishes his ownership. He was misalik the person. He said, look, I owe it, I'm sorry, here's the money, please don't have any more claims anymore on this shirt. He might have told the person, look, here's the same thing, I got you one. Like you said, what I was saying before, here's a replacement, and leave me alone. And if it's something available, which is going to be in most cases nowadays. And even if he didn't do that, it could be that the owners will never come. They'll never show up. So what do you gain by not using it? So so that's the second heter to defend the Taz and say that's what the Taz means. It's been a long time. So then we can assume that, number one, there's been closure. The real owner is never going to come again. So you could use it, and certainly if it's something that's commonly available, we can hope that there's the added factor that the owner of the establishment got the owner to relinquish all claims by giving him a replacement. The Choshen Aaron says the Taz didn't really mean two separate reasons. What the Taz meant, and this makes a lot of sense. But the Taz didn't mean two reasons. First of all, he's been the Yayish. Second of all, maybe he paid him. Right? And we said it. So if he's the Yayish, it's too late. And if he paid him, so what? Now he paid him, but I was going my item back. But the Choshen Aaron says, well, the Taz means you put the two together. If it's been around for a long time, so now we can assume that the owner was checked back to the cleaners, he tried a few times, and they're investigating who has it. And finally, it comes to a point in time where he realizes it's not going to be found. So then, like the Erev Shai was saying, at that point, so he accepts the money from the owner of the laundromat with the understanding that now it's no longer his. He's willing to give up his rights to it at that point. If you put the two together, that he gets money for it, and it's been a long time, then now by now he's been given up hope of ever recovering it. So putting the two together, so that he relinquishes his rights to it. So now you, who has received the wrong item, and it's been already a few weeks, it's been a month or two,
So at this point, now you can start using it because we can assume that the owner doesn't care about it anymore. Now, the Mishpat Aveda says this only works in something that you can assume that you know, you can get paid off with, something that's, I guess, a common item, something that, that we can hope that the person got paid off with. So that pretty much comes out, this heter is very limited, but it's possible. And once again, to review, the heter of the Gemara is if you get a wrong item from a craftsman who said, here is a palace, so then we can assume what he did was he was giving you this other one that he knows wasn't yours, but it was his to sell, so then you can assume it was something that was sold, so you can use it. And then we said also, of course, if the person comes and claims it's his, and he gives the money, then this whole scenario is null and void. In a case where you go to a business where they don't do any sales, they just do repairs, like this laundromat, this shirt that you got. So in this case, where you get the shirt, so the pashtus, you can't do anything with it, you can't use it, you have no right to use someone's shirt that he has, that he still owns. There's been no use, and it's not your shirt. What right? It's not an Aveda. What right do you have to use it? The laundromat stole it and gave it to you. You have no right to use it. And that is what the Rama paskins. The Taz says it's chiddush though, that if it was in your rishus for a long time, so that point, so then you can start using it. And based on these achronim, that refers to a case where we can, I think, a case like the laundromat, where we can assume that after a certain amount of time, the person gives up hope of ever getting it back from the laundromat, and he says, okay, look, you haven't found it yet, I want compensation. And they say, okay, here's compensation, but you don't have any claims to it anymore, it's finished. So in that case, which is a chiddush, I mean, we could say, look, okay, I did my claim with you, but if I find it, I still want it. But that, at least that much we can accept, the Taz is saying that when the person gets compensated for it after he's given up hope, what he's also done is relinquished ownership of it. It's no longer his shirt. So at that point in time, you have to judge each case. You can use that shirt. Now back to this case that happened. And certainly, if it's like now in our neighborhoods, where okay, might be most, a lot of Jews use a certain laundromat, but there are also non-Jews that don't that use a soik tzedek. So you have these halachas, but it could be that by them also. Yeah, I'm not sure if it makes it better or worse if this chesed were with them. But most of us, you are in places where they use mostly, where you can assume it's a white shirt. You know, who else has a white shirt? So you can assume it's from a Jew. So in that case, that's a heter from the Taz. If you have it for a while, a few weeks, a month, or 2 months, so at that point you can start using it already. And once again, it'll be advisable. And Pitzchi Choshen says, you know, I'm a chuyev to give it back to the cleaners because who says they'll do a good job in Hashavas Aveda. But you certainly can call them and say, look, you gave me the wrong shirt. I deserve five. You gave me five, but one's not mine. Did anyone else call you? Right, and then you can try to find, track down the owner like that. You can put signs up and say you got the wrong shirt at the cleaners if you want. But I guess to the point where none of this works, so then at that point you can use that shirt according to the Taz. So once again, next week we'll talk about the cases which are more common and maybe more nightmarish, where it's pouring rain and you're walking over there and that's not your coat. Okay, on Shabbos, so can you use that coat? Or you're swimming and they stole, someone took your shoes and someone else's shoes over there. You know, how do you get home?
Right now we're talking about
they gave you
five,
to replace
got back five, but no, by mistake they added a shirt.
They gave you an extra one.
They gave you an extra shirt. You have 5 years, no problem.
And then you get an extra one.
So
that'll be like
that.
Yeah, so yeah, there also be better to tell them, look, I got an extra shirt. If anyone calls, tell them to come over here and I'll do Hashavas Aveda with them. Because with them, it gets back to the, it's an Aveda, and will they do a good job? They'll say, okay, I'm sure, let me see it. Right, they'll do it like that instead of saying, give me a simon and then I'll give it back to you. So then it's best to call them and tell them.
Maybe the cleaners know who it belongs to. Maybe they know what belongs to this order.
Or right, they'll send all the time.
They have a tag on it.
Do they say four? Yeah, well, I don't know. Say 4, 5, 6. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
The tags are.
Used to write.
Yeah, now they just put, you know, these 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 4, 5, 6. You know. So I don't know. So, yeah, I think it'd be best to. And they could have someone complain, and they're missing it. So, yeah, this guy could complain. So, work it out like that.